Other students who helped with the ritual saw him also. Plainly and indisputably, throughout the ages, many people have been driven by some obsession, sometimes by desperation, ambition, greed, malice, revenge, lust, or passion, to carry this business to the ultimate, irrevocable, abominable extreme, a formal pact with the devil. Of course, you should never resort to this except in the case of the most dire necessity.
The girl asked him how this might be done, and he,
thou shalt soon I'll tell you how it's done, just in
do
case.
Do thou, but as thou
the scene must be a place where
so nobody saying,
can
so saying, he proceeded to put off a few garments he had, and a boat to start naked.
A crossroads,
likewise did the girl.
An attic, a cellar, or some secluded chamber. Make the usual preparations, a hazel wand, a knife, a bloodstone, candles, flicker, the charcoal glows, curtains, smoke, incense.
There came the resurrection of the flame, which Alibek observing and marveling, Rustico, quoth she, what is that I see on thee, which thrusteth forth thus, and which I have not? Faith, daughter mine, answered he, this is the devil thereof I bespoke thee. And see now, he giveth me such sore annoy that I can scarce put up with it. Then said the girl, now praised be God, I see I fare better than thou, in that I have none of yonder devil.
I beg thee also.
True, rejoined Rustico, but thou hast other what that I have not, and thou hast it instead of this. What is that? Asked Alibek. And he, thou hast hell. And I tell thee, methinketh God hath sent thee hither for my soul's health. For that when as this devil doth me this annoy, and it please thee have so much compassion on me as to suffer me put him back into hell, thou wilt give me the utmost solacement, and wilt do God a very great pleasure and service. So indeed thou be come into these parts to do as thou sayest. The girl answered in good faith, marry, father mine, since I have hell, be it whensoever.
How the candles fade and flicker and go out, a chill wind forces itself upon you, you feel the presence of death. Now you say,
Lucis huge, rope a
they would need a human head. The young warriors would probably take mine. There was only one way for me to save life. It was long and patient. First, they put me in a pit filled with army trees to see how long I could stand for agony. Next, I was supposed to run into the jungle and educate all the young warriors. Well, I knew a girl, and she would go fast to Venus, where all the women go during their menstrual period. This girl is forbidden to women. She hid me there for 3 days. Then I returned to the village as a great heroic warrior, and they even give me something. This is now my ceremonial sword. As the last stage of initiation, I was tattooed with the symbol of an Iban warrior, the Scottish. Now, I could safely say, I was an Iban headhunter.
I am Montag. The fire of a lord of reason. Ah, proceed.
Something to do. They want to have love and sex. Girl meets guy, guy meets girl. In the middle of Washington Square Park. Love goes on and on and on. The dates have been met. The pants have been vetted. Everyone's satisfied. Until 1 week later. A hang-up. They've gone through the conditioning of Greenwich Village. So girl takes the train back home. Guy takes the train back home. The girl goes into her bedroom and cries. The boy goes into his bedroom and cries. The girl cries. The boy cries. The girl bawls, the guy bawls. They cry, they bawl, they cry, they cry, they cry, they bawl, they cry, they bawl, they cry, they bawl, they cry. Then after a while, they both realize what is happening. They stop and say to themselves, wait a minute! We're hippies! Why should we be like the other straight people from the establishment? We wanna be different! We are gonna ball in our bathroom! We're going to cry in our bathroom! So the girl goes into her bathroom. The guy goes into his bathroom. They cry, they cry, they cry, cry, cry. They bawl, they bawl, they bawl, bawl, bawl. They cry, they bawl, they cry, they bawl, they cry. They bawl, they cry, they cry. Bawl, cry, cry, bawl, cry, bawl, cry. Hence we have a song for our loved ones. I do my bawling in the bathroom. I do my bawling in the bathroom. I do my bawling in the bathroom. In my bedroom. In my bedroom. Why do people act wise? I don't know really why. Maybe I'm special and shy. Maybe I just want to hide. place where I live till I die. A place where I can get high. A place all alone I can cry. I have a groovy full of moon shining in my little bathroom. The girls will be coming there soon.
You could feel it all up and down Main Street. The headlines the past couple of years have hurt something inside of us. Not just our pride, but took a little starch out of us, too. But it seems like every time we get our mettle tried, we come out of it stronger. You can feel this country take hold. Hear the people say, hey, that's enough of that. Let's get to work and set things straight. It's always been that way. And it's sure fitting to have this country in that kind of a mood on its 200th birthday. That's what this album is all about. This side has four songs that celebrate America today. Songs that express how we feel about this nation after 200 years. These are original songs written especially for this commemorative album. On side two, you'll hear four classic anthems written when this country was just coming to be. But more about that later. First, let's listen to the songs and sentiments of today. And if you feel goosebumps when you hear a couple of these songs, be proud of it. Because being patriotic is one of the finest things you can say about America. Now, this first song is a real rouser. A fitting anthem for a country that's come through some troubled times, still strong. The lyrics of it
in the capital of the United States. Thousands of us that have come together to honor America on her 194th birthday. We stand here.
So sweet to see that flag up there waving strong. We're a great land and a hard-working people.
We'll do our share, you'll see if we care. Let's make
the Declaration of Independence, the which of the and begin the greatest experiment in freedom the world has ever known. Behind us is the memorial honoring Abraham Lincoln, who helped preserve the unity of this country by his courage, faith, and perseverance, and who gave black men hope that they too would become first-class citizens. We can listen.
Our men have died, our women cry, our children sing. Let's sing the word and song of the
now we're looking America down.
These men represent thousands who worked, prayed, and suffered and died. We're not only here today to honor America, but we're
let's
here
join hands to renew stand up straight and strong.
Sing this song.
man that ever lived anywhere.
Anytime.
Ben Franklin. They called him Dr. Ben. And that guy could do anything. He'd go over to Europe and speak up for our rights. Why, he invented things that helped mankind. He sure had a sense of humor. An all-around guy. It's what being an American is all about.
Watching all that was going on. He ran home, got a strong rope, and climbed up the stone wall. One of the branches of the tree around which the rope was hung stretched out over the rope.
Man has been shown to be more than four times as likely to receive the death penalty.
Grabbing hold of the branch. Peter lightly climbed over onto the tree. Peter said to the bird, "Fly down and circle round the wolf's head. Only take care that he doesn't catch you."
Неужели же вы все теперь изуеты обманщики?
Так, только об этом в другой раз.
Нет, уж лучше мне говорить. Все. Вы думаете, я утопист? Аглая Ивановна забудила мне говорить. Даже тема нажила, ты тоже нельзя говорить. Она знает, что я не смешу. Я знаю, что вы сидите молча. Но теперь мне лучше говорить. Я боюсь за вас. За вас всех и за всех нас вместе. Я, чтобы спасти нас всех, говорю, чтобы не исчезло со словами даром. Затем ни о чем не догадаться, за все бояться и все проиграть. Вот что такое. Посмотрите на него. Посмотрите на травку. Посмотрите в любящие вас глаза. Посмотрите.
Прошу выслушать меня. Это необходимо. Я должен объяснить вам свои чувства, чтобы вы не заблуждались относительно меня. Вы знаете, что я решился на развод и даже начал это дело. Признаюсь вам, что желание мстить вам и ей преследовало меня. Когда я получил телеграмму, я поехал сюда с теми же чувствами. Скажу больше. Я желал ее смерти, но я не увидел ее и простил. Я простил совершенно. Я хочу подставить другую щеку. Я хочу отдать рубаху, когда у меня дерут кафтан. И молю Бога только о том, чтобы он не отнял у меня счастье прощения.
Children.
Darn.
That's better. Stop, said the mama fishy, or you'll get lost. The three little fishies didn't want to be boss. The three little fishies went off on a spree. And they swam right out to the sea. Boop, boop, did him, dad, and water, chew. Boop, boop, did him, dad, and water, chew.
And I do think that God purposely covered Los Angeles with smog just so he wouldn't have to see what was going on down here.
Oh, Madam, how are you?
I have to tell you, you know, Madam, when I first came here to Los Angeles, I was a naive girl. A naive girl with big dreams.
Well, at least you still have your dream.
Last week he got run over by a tobacco truck. I was smoking at his funeral. And speaking of cigarettes, there's no more TV advertising on cigarettes, right? And since there's no more TV advertising on cigarettes, all the companies got together and thought of a way to get to the people. Now remember this, because this is a historic event. One cool night, Philip Morris took Marvell's to Newport. They stopped in Winston-Salem and decided to spend the night at the Territon Hotel. During the night on the spring of an old gold bed, he slipped his Virginia Slim into her English Open. She hollered, "Gee whiz, your tip is hard as a Maryland 100. After rolling her like a bull Durham, she screamed like a lock. Had a lock tighter than a viceroy. He took advantage then after being truant. He rolled her like a camel full of Chesterfield. She remembered she loved Kent and Alpine back home in Montclair. But if she's not pregnant with a little do-round, when he pulls his filthy tip out of her flip-top box, after making his lucky scratch as a migrant home.
Yeah, more than ever. That's a lucky
number. My darling, I'm here for just a fine guest.
Your couple will be having some fun.
Or you can become a juvenile delinquent. You can rob banks. You can do things to show how important you are in your way. You can become a beatnik.
So she got her dinette set and eight cheese.
You know what the beatnik said to the flat-chested woman? Man.
So I went downtown and bought her a bedroom set. A 101-piece bedroom set.
The only thing.
Two giant boxes of dick rubbers and an army cot.
Refusing to take the first one. You see, a drug pusher gives you all the drugs you want.
Great. There are those who seek amusement by torturing.
Be my guest.
However,
why does he make you his guest? He knows that you will not buy it because you have no craving for it. It is his job to give you a craving. Because the moment he develops the craving in you, he knows you will rob your own money. You will murder your grandma. You get the $5 that it takes to get that little bit of happiness. And the same thing is true of
food, animals.
Those who have never started have no credit for it. Those who already started are crossing the grip and are at it.
You will, of course,
do not only the things
that show some concern.
What would you think of the intelligence of people that I tell you can, if they wish, buy themselves a little package of death wrapped up beautifully in cellophane, which will discolor their teeth, discolor their lungs, give them all sorts of diseases, give them hacking coughs, probably bring on cancer and heart disease, and for this, we will charge you. And they line up in line, can't wait to pay you the money to buy it. What would you say you're dealing with? Great geniuses or great morons? What would you be dealing with? Because if he did, he would, of course, not pay out money to buy this great little box of joy. I hear people, you know, rationalize and say, oh, listen, I don't care. You know, the answer, did you read the surgery down the report? Oh, yes, yes, I don't care. Listen, if I gotta go, I gotta go. If I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die. The question is, why rest here? What are you resting for? Dad, here I am, Dad. You, Dad. Come get me. Here I am. Don't bother with him. Here I am. Come on, Dad. Tickle him under the chin. Get him to come after you first. You're such a great rush. One man said to me, I had a grandfather who smelled food. He was 108. And when he died at 109, they dug him up. He looks better than you do today. This is all right. All right.
Come on, give me some of them buns.
If I ever got my hands on them buns, ooh-wee!
Thank you.
Fidel Castro a shot from the head.
Chili bean.
One of these summers, your old heat pump is going to lose its cool. Before that happens, install a new Coleman heat pump now. You've seen the light. Now feel the comfort.
Available with Absolute Comfort Air Conditioning. Call us at 488-8002.
Thursday Night Thunder with highlights of two great races, the Indianapolis 500.
I'm for rematch! I've fought them all, class! It's time for rematch, Adam! Can't you hear? It's time for rematch! You ain't nothing but a stinking, limey coward is what you are! A stinking, limey coward!
Because of her feelings of love and happiness, relaxes the muscles of her vagina that enables the erect penis to enter easily.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
going to grow up in hopes of a happy, fertilized egg next month.
Minstrings?
Yes. When the wall clears itself of the thick lining, it comes out of the uterus in form of a bloody-like discharge. This discharge then passes through the vagina onto a pad that is placed between the woman's legs to absorb the flow.
And this happens every month? I never menstruate.
Silly. You will when you grow up. When you mature.
When?
When you're grown up.
That's Jean Carnegie, Director of Missions of Mills College in Oakland, California. Mr. Richard Perry, Director of Admissions and Records at the University of Toledo. Mr. Arthur Howe, Dean of Admissions and Student Appointments at Yale University. And Mr. Clyde Broman, Director of Admissions at the University of Michigan. Jean, gentlemen, how does a youngster who's looking for a college, looking at a college, find out what that college is really like?
I think perhaps the way I would start this is that I do think a student coming to our college when it's actually in session, when they have an opportunity of visiting classes and pretending perhaps that they are a student for that day, we would certainly hope that they would have read the catalog and that they would know about Mills so that they know that this is a particularly good choice for them, perhaps having talked with their counselor ahead of time to know that this is certainly within the realm of possibility as far as their academic background is concerned.
Supposing a youngster has no chance to visit.
Twisted mind to save from self-destruction. It's the rubber room where a man can run into the wall till his strength makes him fall and lie still and wait for help in the rubber room.
This is certainly the most interesting topic at North University of Michigan. This basic question, what is the role?
Oh, they've come to get me, so but they buy. I'm screaming pretty words, trying to make them rhyme. I'm in the rubber room.
Questions like, how many volumes have you got in your life?
Yes.
If you ask questions that are answered in the catalog in large letters, then you simply reveal that you haven't read the catalog, which you ought to do before you start talking with the admission officer about his college.
I can have a candidate for Yale. Reacts naturally, honestly, to my questions, responds in the same way. I do think I can begin to understand him a little better. And after all, this is what we're all trying to do. We're trying to understand him. that, to give us an understanding of himself. Under the some other guise than that which is.
Okay, you, Kevin.